Christopher Riley. The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. And now, The Life of Riley. Ever since war worker Riley and family left their native Brooklyn and came out to California, travel and vacations have both been taboo. Riley's daughter, Babs, and son, Junior, are sounding off on this state of affairs right now.
Gosh, all our friends are vacationing down at the beach, except us.
Well, I tried to talk Daddy into renting a beach house, but he said forget it. Hey, Dad, how about using psychology?
I'll bet if Pop got Mommy the vacation, he'd move us down there.
Well, Mother does need a change.
Well, sure. Who's going to look after our parents if we don't? Oh, I bet I could ride a surfboard like crazy.
Oh, Mother and Daddy could have a nice rest while we were swimming and dancing.
Oh, my dear children.
Button your lips, sis.
Oh, hello, Uncle Buckley.
What a pretty picture. Two young heads close together, dreaming dreams of youth.
Did you want something in the icebox, Uncle Buckley?
There is a icebox? Oh, how absent-minded of me. I was looking for my tobacco pouch. But since I have the icebox open, let me see. Cold roast pork.
Lay off that, Uncle Buckley. You had dinner with us. That's for Pop when he gets home from work.
Uncle Buckley, do you think Daddy's working too hard?
Hard work never hurt anybody. Never bothered me.
No, and Pop says you never bother it.
Junior!
Uncle Buckley, don't you think Daddy and all of us could use a vacation down at the seashore?
Why, yes, indeed I do.
Oh, then why don't you tell Pop that Mom needs a rest? Pop's easier to work on.
Well, he's a very stubborn man, but I'll see what can be done. Get quiet. Here comes your mother now.
Oh, children, I've got to go to a meeting of the Red Cross.
Margaret, my dear, don't you think that nephew Riley needs a little change? Sea air.
Have the children been talking to you, Uncle Buckley?
Well, I...
Now, listen to me, all of you. Riley and I decided not to go away this year, and that's final.
Oh, Mom.
And I don't want you worrying your father about it when he comes home tired. Oh, my goodness, I've got to run. Oh, there's your father now. Now, remember, not a word. Hello, dear.
How's about a kiss? Hi, kid.
Oh, good evening, Daddy.
Hello, Pop. Boy, you look run down.
Are you going out, Peg?
Yes, dear, I'm late now, but Bab knows all about your supper.
Oh.
Well, Bab, Junior, Uncle Buckley, remember what I said. Well, goodbye. I'm sorry, I have to rush off.
Oh, goodbye, Peg. Have a good time. Oh, what a life. I come home, she goes out. She comes home, I'm asleep. Well, what's cooking on the stove?
Cold roast pork.
Hit me with a slab of that.
I'll get it, Daddy. You sit right down.
Yeah, I'll pour you some coffee.
Poor Daddy, so tired. He has a nice kiss.
Huh. Thanks, Dad. That's very nice.
You want me to kiss you, Pop?
No, thanks, son. But I don't mind shaking hands.
What a happy man you are.
Yep.
Here in the bosom of your family that you love and all love.
Yeah, our family is very popular with each other.
And taste that meat which loving hands have fashioned for you. A gastronomic triumph. Savory, succulent, satisfying.
Uncle Buckley, stop staring at my plate. Every time I take a forkful of meat, your eyes convoy it up to my teeth.
Riley, my boy, Riley, you're a bundle of nerves. And you need a change, as sure as I'm your uncle.
I need a change of uncles. Look, why don't you put on a pair of my shoes and take a walk? Go ahead.
Riley, I will not be put off. Not where your welfare is concerned. What your poor father needs, children, is a short stay at the seaside.
Gosh, why didn't I think of that?
Not sent to a no seashore. Going away on a trip in wartime is unpatriotic, uneconomical, and impossible.
But it isn't a long trip, Dad. It's only an hour by bus.
Okay, we live here at home and you kids can commute.
Oh, that's no good.
That wouldn't be any change for Mother.
Yes, I have you noticed Peg's color lately? The roses have gone from her cheeks.
My wife's complexion looks okay to me. Nice and pink it looks.
That's because your eyes are bloodshot. Now, look, you know, Peg needs a rest, Riley. She admitted tonight that she was weary.
She did,
That's right, Pa.
But she said not to bother you about it.
That's why we haven't mentioned it.
Well, look, it's just like Peg getting all tired out and trying to hide it from me. Well, I'd like to fool her. I'd like to give her a vacation like to drive.
Oh, but let's do it, huh?
How can I do it? Where are you going to find a house at the beach now?
One step at a time, Riley. If I find a house at the beach for you, will you take it?
Well, it has to be a house I wanted. I ain't going to pay a year's salary for 2 weeks in some old piano box with windows, you know.
Look, if I find a place you approve of, will you take it?
Well...
Oh, Daddy!
Now, give me time to say yes, why don't you?
Junior, he said yes.
Now,
oh, boy, window is
shut. Now, wait a minute. Don't get all excited. Uncle Buckley's got to find the house first, and I said he can't do it.
Sir, I accept the challenge, nephew. We shall consult my old friend, Julius Hogan. For the past couple of weeks, he's had his finger in the real estate game. Julius would go to the ends of the earth for me.
We don't want a place at the ends of the earth. We want it at the edge of the ocean with a nice, clear view of the park.
Oh, hello, Mr. Hogan. Back from supper?
Amy, I just put over a deal. Family from Boston paid me a $50 bonus, and I rented them that early California chicken house back at 120 Stone Canyon Road. Yes, sir, maybe this renting game looks very promising to me.
Well, if money keeps rolling in this way, pretty soon you can afford to buy a license and operate openly.
Come now, maybe, let's not go to extremes. Listen, I've just prepared a remarkable little legal document. Let me read it to you. I, John Doe, being of sound mind and wishing to rent the house, do ipso facto hereby retain Julius Hogan to rent said house for me at such and such a monthly rental beginning immediately. Done this such and such day or whatever. Signed, John Doe.
Who is this John Doe? And where are you going to find him a house?
Mamie, let me explain. I put a real man's name in where it says John Doe.
Oh.
See, this real man will be a man who already has a house and is living in it, but he's crazy enough to want to move when he signs this. He thinks it means I'll rent a house for him to move into.
Oh.
What it really says is that I'll rent the house he's in for him to somebody else. You get it?
But then the first man won't have any house.
Only temporarily. I'll do the same thing to another man and move my first man into the second house, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Every time I move a man into a new place, I make a friend. And another commission.
Oh, Mr. Hogan, you're smart.
As I tell you, maybe this idea of mine will go down in history. The Hogan plan for rotating tenants. a sucker, a customer. This may be the beginning of the Hogan plan. Good evening, gentlemen. Why, good old Buckley Turnbull. Walk into my parlor. Office.
Julius, I want you to meet my nephew, Chester Riley.
Well, well, glad to know you, Mr. Riley. Tell me, do you smoke?
Why, yes.
Then you sit here near the ashtray.
Thanks, Hogan. Now, Hogan, let's get down to brass tacks. I want to rent a house for a while.
Uh-huh. You want me to rent a house for you, right?
Yes, that's the thing.
We'll get to the details later. Now, I have a rule, Mr. Riley. To prevent people wasting my time, I'm asking that they sign a little document making me their legal agent.
Well, I don't like signing no papers. They mix me up. I got an illegal head.
There's no need to worry about this paper.
That's what they said when I signed the paper to buy the pool table. And for 5 years, the only guy I could shoot pool with was the man from the finance company.
Well, you read this paper before you sign.
Oh.
Here, look it over.
See, I, John Thorpe, being a sound mind, disagree minutes look so factual.
Well, how about it, Riley? There and square, fine. Just sign on the
not so fast. There's a couple of things I want in here.
Well, just tell Hogan what you want, Riley.
Certainly.
Well, how big a house is this you're going to rent for?
How many rooms do you have now?
Six.
Then we'll put in this contract that the house I rent for you will have at least 6 rooms.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
What's wrong, friend?
I want it fixed so the house you're renting for me is going to have no more than 6 rooms.
What's the difference?
Plenty. The more rooms, the more company moves in on you. One of them squatting on me is enough.
Now, Riley, you know very well that my stay with you is only temporary.
Sure, Bucky. You're temporary. So is the rock at your throat. Fix that up, Bucky.
No more than 6 rooms. It is. I can see you're a shrewd trader, Mr. Riley.
I've been around a little. You see, Buckley, I got this guy under work.
Riley, you're rude.
When a fella comes to me with something to sign, I read it over with a fine-tooth comb. Now, Hogan, put in there that I won't rent the house until I've seen it myself.
Riley, don't you trust Julius's judgment?
Well, sure I trust him, but I want everything written down in black and blue.
You're a hard man, Riley, but if you insist,
not to rent the house until you've seen it yourself.
Yes, sign right now.
Just a minute. Put in there that the house must be facing the ocean.
Facing the ocean. Yes. Well, all right, that's in too.
The Pacific Ocean. Put it in.
Yes, the Pacific Ocean.
Riley, this man is popping into your hand.
Yes, that's right. Hey, here's a pen, Riley. Sign before I realize that you've outwitted me. Oh, excuse me. Yes? Oh, hello, Larson. What's that? You're getting desperate for a home, eh? Can you raise that bonus to 100? Well, certainly you can have time to think it over. I'll give you till I count up to 10. 1.
Riley, you better sign before they ask you for a bonus.
Okay, I'm signing.
8, 9, 10. Time's up, Larson. You will? All right, bring the bonus to my office right away, and I'll have a place waiting for you. Something that just turned up. You can move in tonight. Goodbye. Just let me have the paper you signed, Riley. Thanks. Yes, it's all in order. I'll put it in the safe.
Well, how soon can we get action, Hogan?
Sooner than you think. My friend, you'll be hearing from this tonight.
Tonight? You hear that, Buckley? Boy, what a deal I made. Why, we'll be out of our house before we know it.
In a moment, we'll learn what happens as the result of Riley's deal with the slippery Mr. Hogan. And now back to The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. It's an hour later, and outside the Riley house, a car loaded with luggage pulls up. Inside the house, Riley is telling Junior how he outsmarted Hogan.
You should have seen Hogan's face, Junior. Why, I had that guy eating the palm right off my hand. Just a minute, I said to him.
Oh, that's you, Pop. When do we start for the beach?
Hogan, I says, I want action. So he says, I'll get it tonight. And Hogan's the type of guy, if he says I'm going to get it, I'll get it.
Hey, I hear somebody coming up the steps now. Maybe it's Mom.
Yeah. That ain't your mother. She don't wear dress nothing. I'll go see. Good evening.
What? You still here?
Certainly I'm here. I live here.
This 1313 Blueview Terrace?
Yeah, that's right.
Dan, you don't live here anymore. I live here now.
Okay, fella, bring in the bag.
Just, Pop, what's going on?
This guy is nuts. We better humor him.
One time, brother, I want in.
Crazy as a cook.
Well, sure, go ahead.
You can come in.
Don't tell me what I can do and can't do. You're trespassing on my property. I'm going to take a look around. I don't want to see you when I get back.
Gosh, Pop, he talks like this was his house.
Poor fella. Probably driven nuts by the housing shortage.
Well, here comes his wife. And she's got a baby.
Oh, ain't that pathetic? You know, a guy like that shouldn't have all the springs springing off him.
You're going to sleep indoors tonight. Oh, hello.
Oh, good evening, madam.
Oh, are you the former tenant?
Well, I ain't exactly so former.
Oh, yes. What a pretty house inside. You're a dope to give it up.
What do you mean, give it up?
Hey, Stella, this joint is much better than our other house. It's got a shower, a frigid air, and the beds have mattresses. Soft one.
Listen, lady, even if your husband is batty, he ain't got no right barging in here and trying out my mattress.
Your mattress? Right. Okay, I've been patient with you, Bud, but I'm putting my family under a roof tonight, and we don't want any strangers in the house. Get it?
Now, wait a minute. My son and me ain't strangers. I've known the kid all my life.
How soon can you get your car out of the garage?
Just a minute.
Or do I have to drag it out?
You can't drag no car out of my garage.
Is that so?
Yeah, that's so, because I ain't got no car in there.
Now, then, I think this man means well. Perhaps he hasn't any place to go.
Oh, I ain't got a place to go, and I ain't going no place if I had a place.
We'll see about that.
Hey, you.
Me?
Yeah. Come out to the car and help me with the trunk.
Stay where you are, Junior. Now, listen, Mrs.
Larson.
Larson? Did I hear that before, Clarence? I know, at Hogan.
Yes, of course. It was Mr. Hogan rented this place to us for you.
Rented this place? No, that wasn't the deal. I rented a place from Hogan and...
There must be some mistake.
What's wrong?
Oh, hello.
Why is that car outside? Who's that man wrestling with a car?
Well, it's some mistake, Peg.
Why, what a cute baby.
Oh, take me to baby. No, this is Mrs. Larson.
Oh,
the guy out there, Peg, that's Mr. Larson. And this is their baby. It's a mistake. I mean...
Hey, Pop! Hey, bring him in the car.
Well, shut the door, Junior, until I get this straight here.
Okay, Pop. Mr. Larson, who's like that?
Junior, see what he's doing with that trunk now.
He's walking it around back.
Go lock the back door. Now listen, Mrs. Larson, this is a mistake. You see, Hogan got mixed up with
you. He's not. He rented his house to us. We have a lease.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Mr. Hogan told us that didn't sign.
Oh, Riley, what did you sign this time?
Don't get excited, Peg. It was just a thing that said that Hogan could rent us a house at the beach.
At the beach?
Well, what's wrong with that? We need a house at the beach.
Well, looks like we're going to need one somewhere. Did you read what you signed, Riley?
Read it? I not only read it, I understood it.
Jack, Mr. Larson's at that door. Let him in. Oh, yes, Riley, you'll disturb our neighbors.
Leave him hammer his head off. While he's out back, I'm running out the first.
and I'm running all the way to Hogan's Clip Joint. And after that, it'll be Hogan who'll be doing the running. I'll show that guy he's been monkeying with the wrong monkey. Hogan, I caught you.
Don't shoot!
O'Reilly, it's you.
Listen, Hogan, what's the idea of filling up my house with strangers who act like relatives?
Oh, the losses.
Yes.
Lovely people.
Oh, yeah. Get them out of my house, Hogan.
They have a lease. You can't change your mind now.
Change my mind?
Well, certainly. You sign an agreement to let me rent your house for you.
I meant a house at the beach for me to live in, Hogan.
You did? Doesn't say so here in the document. Here, look for yourself. It says here, rent a house for you as your agent. Which I have done.
You rented the wrong house.
No. So the house I rented for you is described here very carefully in your own words. It means your house.
Oh, it does not. It says it's got to be a six-room house.
Your house has six rooms, hasn't it?
But it also says I must have seen the house.
Well, you've been living in it. If so facto, you must have seen it.
Okay. You think you're pretty smart, huh? Now I'm going to prove to you we were talking about a house down at the beach.
Proceed.
You see where it says there that the house has got to be facing the ocean? The Pacific?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now I got you, buddy, if so facto.
Not quite, Riley. Remember, your house does face the ocean. Is it my fault that your view is obstructed by 15 miles of buildings? And the Santa Monica Mountains?
Okay, Hogan, I'm through talking. Now I'm going to say something. I'm going home and heave them Larsons out of my house so far, they'll land right back in your lap.
Careful, Riley, I'll invoke the law.
Oh, I'll tell you some law. I'm still in my house, and possession is 18 points of the law.
9 points, Riley.
I'm multiplying it by two for me and the wife.
There are three Larsons, counting the kid.
I'll see your three counting the kid and raise you two kids of my own, and my wife's not so fucking. Now I'm going back and throw these Larsons out of their house. I died in my house.
Now, don't you worry any, Mrs. Larson. No matter what happens, I'm not going to send you and that lovely baby out of this house tonight.
Okay, thank you, folks.
Now, Mrs. Riley, I want...
tried to give me a law argument, but I had the last word. I slammed the door in my face before he could answer back.
Right. I just told Mrs. Larson they can stay here tonight.
No, I'm putting my foot down. Nothing in the world will make me change my mind.
Hester Riley!
Okay, you talk to us. But where are we put him, Peggy?
In Uncle Buckley's room, of course. He can sleep on the couch.
Well, won't it be a little crowded with two people and a baby in his three-quarter bed?
I don't think Mr. Larson would like that.
I don't like it. I don't know what it is, but I don't like it.
Oh, you got in here before I could lock him out, Pop.
Lock me out, eh? I'll show you
the law. Stop that. Mrs. Riley has invited us to stay here all night.
Inviting us? This is our home.
Well, let's invite them to stay all night then.
No, we're inviting you.
Oh, Riley, don't start
well,
again. We're not sure who's right.
I know who's right.
So do I.
I'm right. Quiet!
Oh, dear. Now you see what you've done, Riley. Oh, you woke the danger.
Oh, I did not. Hey, see this.
Oh, get a nudge, big man. Get away from us.
Wait a minute, baby. Now, cut it out. We look.
Listen, baby. Look at the funny head. Yes, you baby. What's your pussy, baby?
Well, look at that. Why, he's nice, Riley. It's a girl.
Well, be darned. She's smiling at him.
Well, sure. I go over pictures of girls. What's your pussy? Baby, want Uncle Riley finally to take them? Come on.
Oh, would you like to? Oh, come
here for now, Riley. Well, don't talk silly, Peg. I brought up two of my own, didn't I? Come on.
You brought them up.
Well, I did. Hello, baby. What's this complete person you see? Hey, Mom, hopefully Uncle Puffin said to this kid to pull little things all time.
Yeah, but listen, Riley. About who's leasing this house?
Bob, we'll settle with Holden tomorrow. I ain't letting this kid go out again tonight, no matter what anybody says.
Well, thanks, Riley. Well, if you ain't putting me out tonight, I ain't putting you out either.
Well, thanks, Carson.
But
first thing in the morning, out to go!
Yeah, by the iPhone. Well, I knew this is where I trapped you when you come in.
Oh, now, lay off that milk. I gotta heat that up for 2 o'clock tea.
Please, hot milk. Who's this?
Wake up the baby.
Baby? Why? You don't mean
me. She came tonight while she was out.
But I never. I never see. Peggy never said a word to me, her own uncle.
Well, how could she? She wasn't expecting it no more than I was.
Why, you're joking, aren't you? There can't be a new baby here.
There can't be, huh? Well, Uncle Buckley, go take a peek at what's in your bed right now.
My bed?
Yeah. I'm sleeping out here in the kitchen because Babs is with Peg in my room.
Here?
And Junior is in Babs' room. Mm-hmm. And the baby's old man is in Junior's room. Mm-hmm. And the baby and his mother are in your room. And you're sleeping out in the hammock tonight.
Well, don't go away, folks. The Rodgers will be back in just a moment.
Heaven's sake, he put himself to sleep.
Join us again next week to hear The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. Mrs. Riley's Paula Winslow. The Life of Riley is produced and directed by Irving Brackett.